Well, we're so glad you're here, because a large part of the history of Godfrey Daniels is with our next act here. He's a vital part of not only the history of Godfrey Daniels, but he takes a piece of Godfrey's out to every show he does across the planet, and it's pretty amazing stuff. He has his friend Russ, who's going to be backing him up, and the two of them used to play at Moravian College with a band called Well, you guys are in deep, aren't you? I still have their baseball cards, you know? The Razzy-Dazzy Spasm Band. John tends to think they were the minor parts of the Razzy-Dazzy, but I don't think so. We're going to have a great time tonight. You may want to consider becoming a member. It's what keeps us going. Do that, and stay tuned by going on our website. Lots of good stuff here. Please welcome to the stage, John Corca.
Godfrey's 40th anniversary celebration. So glad that you're here at the same time. Really great. Okay, so just a quick question. I've been playing here since the late 1900s. how many of you have never seen me play live before? There's a couple. Okay, there's half a dozen. There's half a dozen, that means there's a quorum, so I need to do some introductory song. I don't want the new people to feel left out. So I've got introductory songs that will help. I don't want to be left by myself. Okay. This next one seems to help more than any other. It portrays the attitude that underlies a lot of the songs that I play. Maybe not that last one. A lot of them. So it's about where I'm from. Telling people right away, and that seems to help. All right, I'll do another one right away, then we can do another introductory song. I've got one more. I don't want to put them too close together. What is this next one? Okay. This is one from that my first record that came out in 1987. September. Called I Saw a Stranger With You.
Yeah. I saw a stranger with your hair, tried to make her give it back so I could send it off to you, maybe Federal Express. I know you would miss it. I saw another with your eyes. The flash just turned my head. I went to try them on for size, but they looked the other way. They wouldn't listen. remember, hard to find in a crowd. The people around you smiling out loud. Their feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't touch the ground. A stranger with your voice, you took me by surprise. Again, I found it wasn't you, just an angel in disguise, in full of visit. And by the way, how is my heart? I haven't seen it since you left. Follow you, could you sometimes send it back? I'll buy the ticket. But you're never hard to find in a crowd. The people around you smiling out loud. Their feet don't touch the ground.
August of 76 at a freshman orientation coffee house, the incoming freshmen signed up for it, and I played, I played my banjo and I played guitar and I sang, and our next guest played mandolin and guitar and sang, and in the audience was a guitar player who saw the makings of a bluegrass band, so that became the Razzy Dazzy Spasm Band. So please welcome to the stage Mr. Russ Rentler. Russ and I took kind of slightly different courses. And after college, he became a doctor. But he continues to play music. I'm considering taking up doctoring on the side. We don't need to talk about that now. So, I'll sing that song. So I played that first night at the coffee house at Moravian. I played every coffee house they let me. And my friend who was in the audience that first night, the guitar player, took me here one afternoon. And I'd been across the track, you know, the river, and they told us not to. I came anyway. And he took me to see Godfrey's, and there wasn't a show that night, but there people were gathered in the front room playing music, sitting playing guitar, playing music, and they passed me the guitar, played a song, and I remember looking up on the wall and thinking, man, this is what Greenwich Village must have been like in the 60s, you know, this kind of this bohemian oasis. And eventually when I got to see what Greenwich Village had become, I thought, I wish it was more like but here. So I started coming here as often as I could to the open mics and to the shows where they dropped the show, dropped the price of the show, of the ticket, halfway through the show, so I could afford to experiment on people whose music I didn't know. You know, it was just the only thing I knew about them was their descriptions on the calendar. So I started coming up here, and I started discovering all these people, and Claudia Schmidt and Rosalie Sorrells, eventually Stan Rogers and Utah Phillips, and so many great people who just would just transform the room. I thought, man, if I could be like one of the people who plays here, that would be the greatest thing. So I started heading in that direction and away from everything else. I didn't know how that would, you know, work out with my studies. So I did become a philosophy major. That way I wouldn't have to even think about money. It worked out well upon graduation. I got a job delivering flowers. I did that for 3.5 years. Not to brag. At the end of my flower delivering career, I was offered a full-time job, and I took it, and I didn't know if I was trading my dream of playing music for a steady paycheck, so I wrote this song. It became the title song of my second record, which had no happy songs on it whatsoever. It's called Land of the Bottom of Heather's happy that I stopped talking. I couldn't bribe a wino on what I used to make. My fortune was as sure as the wind. But I was free to wonder if time was on my hands. It was mine to burn and to bend. Freedom for freedom, call that an even scheme. Give me time to wonder and to dream. Oh, I need the money, they'll take the time.
And to dream. Oh, I need
one of the things I would come here, I'd come to the open mics, and I would come, I started to volunteer here and became a counter person and usher and sound man and MC. And the first opening act I think we did here was as the Razzy Dazzy Brothers, opening for Jack Hardy in June of 1979. So many of the people that I opened shows for here opened doors for me in other parts of the country. And it's amazing. This is an amazing place. So I'm always glad to talk about it. So one of the things I've noticed about the performers who played here was that they knew what they were going to play before they came out. I was very impressed by that. I wanted to be like that. See, they would have they'd write up a set list of the songs they would do, and there were songs they knew. And they stick the list on the top of the guitar, and they go right down the list. Boom, boom, boom. Wow. Professional. So I tried being like that, but it didn't work out for me. I don't know what happened. I'd ask, I do a set, and I asked Dave how things went. He said, "That was pretty good, John, but it was too slick." A little too slick. I was horrified. I just wanted to be professional, and my shows ended up coming off as overly, slick. And kind of lacking a human quality. So I had to abandon that approach to, the traditional approach to performing. So now I do write up a set list for every show I do. But not till after. That way, if I do a song and it doesn't work out, it doesn't have to make the list. So I do, and I also do requests. I do every song I get requested, I do eventually. Last one was shows a few weeks ago. So if anybody has any requests, I'll get to them someday. But if you have any ideas, I don't know all the songs I've written and recorded, but I know several of them. I'd like to do those ones for you tonight.
Second Man Face.
Oh, I wish I knew that one. That'd be I recognize that as one of mine. Okay, I'll do another one I know, and then. What do we know, Russ?
I don't know anything.
I'll try to do that eventually. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is one I think I know. All right. So that's we'll go ahead and do that, and then we'll move forward. Oh, and that last song that there's a line in it. I don't like work. I don't like waste. I don't like waiting for a case. But I realized I really should not sing that because, I don't mind work. But Utah Phillips said it better. I think he said, toil is what you do for someone else. Okay. Work is what you do for yourself. So I don't mind work. So I should really be singing, I don't like toil. Wow. But that's a whole nother syllable. This is a... Okay, let's talk as we go along here, so that's something to look for. This is a song from a record of mine called Between Five and... I've done 12 CDs. This is from my sixth CD. It's called Between Five and Seven. Fortunately, there was a seventh record, so the title ended up working out okay. Otherwise, this is more information than you require from me. This is almost up. Lucy Kalinske sang this song on a record I did with her and Eliza Peterson, a record called Red Horse.
Right. Yeah.
And on that, we sing each other's songs, and Lucy sings this song of mine. She had a better introduction for it than I did. She said, "This is a song about some of John's friends who made some unfortunate choices." It's called Blue Chalk. It's in the key of C if you're playing along at home. Thank you.
So I wonder how she's doing. I hate it when the rumors fly. They give off such a strange sense of pleasure when you're helplessness on high. She would never run from strangers. She sang alone like a bell will toll, way above all the clang and the clatter, out of fear of a human soul. It's true, I'm far from the mint condition. Circulation's hard on me. Tight and tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff. Save you. Oh, tight and tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff.
Started out as a poem. A friend of mine from Ohio sent it to me. Her mom had saved the poem from when she was a nurse in the Philippines during World War II. They didn't know who wrote the poem. They sent it to me, I made a song out of it, and eventually I found out the poem that this was based on was written by a woman from Western Pennsylvania. By Pittsburgh. Her name was Elma Dean, and this is called Let Them In. Yeah.
But Dan and Peter, they are very tired. Give them couches where the angels sleep. Light those fires, let them wake up whole again. The brand new dawns, fired with the sun, not wartime's bloody guns. May their peace be deep. Remember where the broken bodies lie. God knows how young they were to have to die. God knows how young they were to have to die. Give them things they like. Let them make some noise. Give roadhouse bands the golden hearts. These are boys. Let them love Peter, 'cause they've had no time. They should have trees and bird songs and hills to climb. The taste of summer in a ripened pear, and girls with meadow winds with flowing hair. Tell them how they are missed, and say not to fear, it's gonna be alright. With us down here.
Eddie Arnold and Cindy Walker wrote this song. Eddie wrote the title, and Cindy Walker wrote the rest of it. That's the way I understand how the story goes. I learned it from a record called Modern Sounds and Country Western Music by Ray Charles. This is in the key of C, Russ. Have we played this one?
Never.
Okay. You don't know me. With love for you.
shy, I let my chance go by. The chance that you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never ever know. The one who loves you so, you don't know me.
And I got a copy of the box set, and Eddie Arnold was there, and I got a chance to meet him, and I asked him if he would sign my box set to John. You don't know me. Kind of gave me a look, but then he signed it, but he was shaking his head the whole time. This song came out of, I'm going to have to sit down to play that. Is that all right if I sit down and play this? Yeah. I wrote it sitting down. Came out of a conversation I had with a reserve soldier after a show in Michigan. And some of the things he said in that conversation turned up in the song. The rest of it I made up. And I hope I got that part right. It's called Writing in the Margins. Took place right out in front of Godfrey's. There was
used to be, the 4th Street Saloon is now an Indian restaurant. Used to be a biker bar. And so at the Grapes, it'd be kind of an interesting mix of people. They would have, I think they'd have bands there sometimes. They have punk bands there for a while, and then it became more of a biker bar. But there was often be motorcycles lined up in front of Godfrey's. And one time, one of our local criminals took one of those motorcycles. It was not his, and wheeled it away. He was arrested for that particular crime, but I think he threatened a witness and was able to get off. He's not with us anymore, so I can tell that story. I hope that's okay. That's the way they said he looked like me. This is called Downtown Tonight.
Dodging the blues, but the blues were gaining fast. Riding the news, knowing news just doesn't last. Heaven comes seven with the rolling of the bones. The winning never feels like going home. You stink at the bottom. Shaking the cork that wouldn't pop, pretending and descending to the land of woe. Oh, life's not what you think, it's what you know. So take it down, down tonight. And when nobody's looking, you can't slip it out of sight. Since your devil bound, it's hell downtown
Side of Down. A love song from the Bright Side of Down. It's a song I wrote for my girlfriend and my wife. Who is my girlfriend? Yeah, otherwise I probably would not be here. At least in one piece. It's called Outnumbered.
and love on a wing of prayer. I chased a dream I was dreaming of. Suddenly you were there. Behind a smile, behind a name. After that summer day, that never be the same. You ask me now, how long the love can be. I say,
tends to stick around until springtime, and we'll often take a dry wind to take the last of the snow away. That's where the song gets its title. It's called Thirstier Wind. Thank you. like to play a little guitar for you now. I have said that before. This is a little electric guitar. It's called the G sharp guitar. A friend of mine in Holland gave it to me, my friend Willem. And it's got a shorter scale neck, so it's very portable. It's a solid piece of wood, so it's actually helpful for self-defense. But the shorter scale neck, it helps it if you tune the instrument higher than standard. Guitars are tuned, so this is tuned two steps higher than standard tuning. So instead of tuning, the top and bottom strings are tuned to E, but with this, two steps higher makes it the G, E's to G sharp. So it's like having a capo on the fourth fret. Okay. It's not an interesting story, but it's true. It's here. This is I'd like to sing you an old blues song that I wrote. It used to be hard to believe. Not now. It's an old blues song I wrote back before I was John Gorka, singer-songwriter, folk guy. But after I was in the Razzy Dazzy Spasm Band, so it was that middle time. I was the banjo player in the Razzy Dazzy Spasm Band, as you recall. Band was based here in Bethlehem, and in fact, our 1979-1980 world tour took place in Bethlehem. We had a transportation problem. None of us had not only did we not have a tour bus, but none of us had a car. So we could only play places we could walk to and carry the sound system and our instruments. That's right, Doug, our leader, Doug Anderson, didn't have a driver's license, but he was married, and his wife had a car.
She had
a driver's license. But she wouldn't take us to any shows, and she wouldn't let us borrow the car. So we could only play places, like I said, every once in a while she gave us a ride to a show, or took us back from a show, but not in the same night. Remember this we played was right next door. It was called the Lehigh Tavern. It's run by a fellow named Merle. Okay, so this is so the band broke up. Is what I'm getting around to because of the transportation problems. And that's why I moved from the north side of town. I lived on Church Street. I moved here onto 4th Street, just up above the above Sowetery, until the landlord raised the rent out of my range as a flower deliverer. So I didn't know where to go. The people here at Godfrey said I could stay in the basement until I found a place. And I was very grateful. That's where I was. I woke up there one morning and overnight, I'd become an older blues man. Now, I love the blues, and I love the music, I love the history of it, and but I'm not from the South, you know, I'm not even from South Jersey. And there I was, an older blues man, age 23. So I let the family know in New Jersey, and they were surprised. I told them that I didn't go by John Gorka as my stage name. I had a blues name, Slow Blind Driveway. So Slow Blind Driveway specialized in the mid-Atlantic suburban Piedmont style of the blues. So I wanted to write something that had some of that Raritan Delta feel to it. I struggled with it. You know, I was new to being an old blues man. So I borrowed a line from a real blues song. That's what. There's a lot of borrowing in blues, so I borrowed a line, I woke up this morning. So as soon as I sang that line, it came out of my mouth, the rest of the song is slow. Singing that old blues song by Slow Blind Driveway. It's called Baby Blues. I don't think it was so bad, you know, at least I had a floor over my head. Another song, this is also from this part of town. This is an old song, but it sounds like it could be new. I'll say no more about it, other than that I lived at the corner of 6th and Atlantic Streets for a while, four blocks to the north with the blast furnaces. The other side on the South Mountain side, there's a park and a playground which figure into the song. And I don't recall a lot of casual games of basketball out that window. My time here roughly coincided with the decline of Bethlehem Steel, and so the town was doing different things to kind of, you know, to adapt to the new economy, and a lot of what they did I was fine with, but the way they were fixing up the south side of town, it started to make me feel a little nervous. I started to feel like aspiring folk singers and other poor people would no longer be welcome here. So this is called Where the Bottles Break. Yeah.
outside drag. It's a common thought to call the cops. Through the West End and gentrified, they turn micro bars into flower shops. I kinda miss those Harley guys who rarely get a body horror. They mostly like to drink and shout, flash the pictures on their arms. It happens when the money comes, while the poor get pushed aside. It happens when the money comes, the poor get pushed. The buyers come from somewhere else, they raise the rent so you can't hide. The buyers come from out of state, they raise the rent.
For a few more, but I'd like to go ahead and do them right away. I get requests related to this song, but it's to not do the song. Yes, it is a horrible song, but I must do it. As a folk singer, I must sing about the truth to the people. Okay. I wanted to write a song about aging gracefully. Dar Williams has that song called "You're Aging Well." I wanted to write one like that, but I wanted it to be autobiographical and nonfiction. That didn't work out, so I got this song instead. Horrible. But it does have Scrapple in it. Yeah. I learned about Scrapple. Dave Fry took me next door to the, it was the Blue Anchor Diner then. And,
okay, all right, thank you. Thank you, sir.
and I was went over there for breakfast, and I was looking at the menu, and there's quite a selection of breakfast meats. And I was going down the list, and I said, so what's Scrapple? And Dave said, oh, get that, that's good. I didn't realize till later he did not order it for himself. In other places, I have to tell people what that is, what Scrapple is. You know, tell them it's a pork-based breakfast meat. There's not a lot of meat involved. It's pig parts, just not the meat one. It's kind of like spam without the health benefits. I live in Minnesota now where they make spam. There is a new spam museum opening this year in Austin, Minnesota. I went to the original one. It was very moving. Life-changing experience. So if you're ever out that way, you should probably put on your list of things to do before you die. If you eat spam, that might hasten things. Anyway, no spam, just a little Scrapple. The song's called People My Age.
People my age started looking gross. I cannot say all, and I shouldn't say most. I've seen them in the grocery, seen them up close. People my age have started looking gross. Teeth wise, and the heads have gone bare. Their brains are shrinking, faces sinking into fat. And as for the mirror, you won't be looking into that. People my age have started looking gross. Maybe not in Colorado, or up the Silicon Coast. Back in Pennsylvania, I'd eat Scrapple on toast. Those were my first steps on the road to looking gross. Any eye contact that I made during the song is purely accidental. People my age are looking overripe. Some are getting operations to tighten up what ain't tight. What gravity's ruined, try to fix with the knife. What's pleasant in the darkness is plain scary and blind. Last night, I didn't know where to find you. I didn't know how I could touch that light that's always gathering behind you. I didn't know that I would find a way to find you in the morning. But love can pull you out of yesterday as it takes you without warning. I wanna be a long time friend to you. I wanna be a long time known. Not one of your memories used to be the summer's fading song. It's from me, it's to you, for your eyes, it's a way, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there, and love is our cross to bear. I know I'll think of us upon that hill with the golden moon rising and the stars will fall around us still while the love is realizing. So it is until we meet again, and I throw my arms around you. You can count the gray hairs in my head. I'll still be thankful that I found you. It's from me, it's to you, for your eyes, it's a way, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there, and love is our cross to bear. Love is our cross to bear.
Staying. I do have CDs and some DVDs for sale out there. The proceeds of the sales of my CDs tonight goes to one of my favorite causes, the Center for Advanced Learning at my house. Okay, 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. Looks like they're going to college, so that's where that's going. Yeah. So I'm gonna finish up with this one. This is a song for Godfrey's and for one of my heroes who I got to meet here, Stan Rogers. Changing his strings.
when Dave introduced me to him. This is in December of 1980, so I was already well into my flower delivering career. So I was feeling really good. But I got to meet him. I was in awe of him, you know, already. He was a big, great big guy. Even sitting down, he was big. He's like 6'4" and great big bald head and a big voice. Songs were big. His brother was big. Everything about him was big. I was kind of, you know, and Dave introduced me to him. Eventually I got the courage to go up to him and I said, Stan, I really like your song. Stan. And I walked away. I didn't feel like I expressed myself, you know, the way I wanted to. But I didn't relate how much his music meant to me. So a little while later, I went up on the other side of him. I said, Stan. I really like your song. Same effect, you know. I walked away again. I tried, you know, several more times and started to annoy him, you know, as I am annoying you now. I eventually said, "Have a beer, John." And I did. It was better. So this is a song for Godfrey's and for Stan. It's happy birthday, Godfrey Daniels. Came in high and they came in low.
and so a legend begins. So long, it was nice meeting you. But how do you get back to Route 22 from here? I worked at a place where bands came through. Some of them ran false, some ran true. I'd stick around after they played to see how legends were made. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Lord, I'm one, Lord, I'm two, Lord, I'm three, Lord, I'm four, Lord, I'm 500 miles from my home. 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles, Lord, I'm 500 miles from my home. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can't go home this away, this away, this away, this away, this away. Lord, I can't go home this away. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles away. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles and no more than 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
Again, proving that John Gorka audience is